So we're broadcasting from the studios of WKSU at Kent State University in Ohio. Better believe this is our house. I'm holding this headline up to our studio audience. Huh? Does that excite you, folks? Huh? It's the headline in the Akron Beacon Journal on the 106-91 playoff victory for the Cleveland Cavaliers. The NBA playoff series against the Chicago Bulls tied 1-1 here. Here in Kent, Ohio, near to LeBron James' actual house in Akron, which could also be called Jamestown, there is joy, but lots more to talk about today. Lots of Cavs fans in our live audience, as you heard, and we've got two of them right here in the studio. Laura Huntsker is from Akron, Ohio. You live not too far from LeBron?
Yes.
Yeah, do you get rides in the Escalade or his entourage?
He comes to my house all the
time.
He
comes to excellent, borrowing sugar. And the super fan Gary Knuth lives in Kent.
Right here.
All right. So are you concerned that the balls might have been deflated in the victory last night?
Not at all. Not at all.
Referencing the NFL scandal. None of that here. So are the Cavs going to go all the way? They've had a bit of a struggle maybe, Laura.
That happens. But he's a comeback guy.
Yeah,
he's from Akron, Ohio. Things are tough in northeastern Ohio, but we always come back.
And he certainly came back. How emotionally significant was that for you, Laura?
It wasn't emotionally significant for me. LeBron went away, he came back, and that's the way we are here.
That's it. So no problem. All is forgiven.
All is forgiven.
It was as though he never left. It was as though he never left.
Correct.
All right. Gary, how about you?
Well, it's great that LeBron's back. He certainly brought some leadership to the team. He said at the beginning of the season this was not going to be the year, yet he's proved that to be wrong. I think we're going all the way.
All right. What do you think emotionally it says about LeBron leaving the troubled city of Akron, out of high school, drafted to the NBA, going to Miami? There was all this, you know, anger, and then he did return. There's certainly a longstanding story of people leaving towns, little towns in Ohio, and making good and not coming back. Did he really reverse that trend on some level, Gary?
Well, we hope so. But, you know, our mayor said that LeBron never – he left Cleveland. He never left Akron.
That's
and he
right,
really
that's
never
right.
did. He never did. He supported Akron community, still supports the Akron community. But Cleveland is a forgiving town, and when they bring back a winner, they're going to forgive him for leaving.
So I sense from your voice, Gary, that Akron is a little farther from Cleveland even than Miami, maybe.
Very much so.
What does that mean politically? Are both of you voters? Yep. And do you think, do you agree with what the GOP chairman said, that Ohio could actually be a Republican state this time around, Laura?
I do not.
You don't believe it?
I think Ohio voters are independently minded individuals.
All right. So they won't go necessarily just because the convention is here and all of that.
Well, Kasich was governor when they voted for Obama. So
listen to her.
I think they will decide to do whatever they want to do in this upcoming election.
Gary, how about you?
I think it depends on who the candidate's going to be. Kasich has 61% approval rating, but in localities, people are feeling the effects of state tax cuts because it's come down to the municipalities. So I think when it comes time for election, people aren't going to forget that, nor will they forget that Governor Kasich tried to do away with collective bargaining for government employees. And I don't think that was very popular.
You know, the last big star, global star, John Glenn, tried to run for president and didn't make it. If LeBron James tries to do it, what do you think? Do you think he will, Gary?
I think he's smarter than that.
All right, Gary Knuth, a fan who lives in Kent, Ohio. Laura Huntsker from Akron, Ohio. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.